Welcome to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting, August 16th, 2021 at 7:04 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Can't get the papers apart. Okay, adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, as provided by a public notice on January 25th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Amen.
Mr. Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Ethicor?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin? Here. And we have Andrew on as the...
Yeah, hi, Andrew. I'm sorry I missed you. I'm saying hello to everyone.
Good evening.
Just for the record, our municipal attorney tonight is Andrew Sobel, who's substituting for Greg Cannon.
Hello, Andrew.
We have a pretty full agenda tonight. So I have a couple things that I'll mention under new business or old business, but I don't need to have an actual report. So we're going to go right to public comment. I'm going to open the floor for public comment on agenda items only at 7:06. Is there anyone from the public who has something they'd like to comment or ask about that's on the agenda? And being none, I will close the public comment and agenda items at 7:06. Come to approval of minutes. As you know, we weren't able to have minutes for a few weeks, so we actually have six different meeting minutes to approve. So the first one are the regular meeting minutes from July 19th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Move that.
Adopt. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay. All right, roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, regular meeting minutes for July 19th are adopted. Come to regular meeting minutes for August 2nd, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Who?
Motion to adopt. To adopt?
That was Lou.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, that was Connie. Discussion? Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, all the second meetings are adopted. The third is the closed meeting minutes from June 7th, 2021. Do we have a motion to adopt?
You do.
I'm moved.
All right, I have Lewis first and Mr. Hamilton as second. Yeah.
That's fine. Yep.
Discussion? Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicor?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Abstain. I wasn't on the board council.
Okay. Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
June 7th meeting minutes are adopted. I'm sorry, that was June 7th. Yeah. Okay, so we come to closed meeting minutes from June 21st, 2021. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Lou? Second?
I'll second.
All right. Discussion? Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Abstain, not on council.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
and minutes of July 6th, June 21st. It looks the same to me.
I know.
Paper are adopted. Okay. And closed meeting minutes for July 6th, 2021. Do I have a motion to adopt?
You do.
No. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mike. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
I'll abstain. I was not present.
Aren't you lucky?
Nice, nice.
And finally, we have the closed meeting minutes for July 19th, 2021. Do I have a motion to adopt?
You do.
Councilman Essakoff.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Hurston. Any discussion? Any roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
July 19th, 2021 passes. We have no correspondence for this meeting, so we'll go directly to ordinances. We have the second reading of Ordinance 2021-02. This is an ordinance to opt out of the new state cannabis law. I need my glasses. And prohibit all consumption of cannabis in public and all underage possession of cannabis items, and to deem all recreational cannabis businesses as prohibited uses under the land use and development regulations of the borough. And as we've said at a number of other meetings, opting out means that we're not actually saying no permanently, we're saying yes permanently. We have 5 years to decide if Roosevelt would welcome any or some type of cannabis business to the town. So
that is the letter from the planning board.
But considering the fact that we have not had enough time to process the information we do have and that we need to amass a lot more information, we're going to have representatives from each of the different types of businesses make presentations. So for now, we had decided to opt out so that we have 5 years to decide exactly how we'd like to proceed with this. So I'm going to open the public hearing first I'll read the letter from the planning board, because that was a necessary component to make sure that the cannabis legislation meets our master plan. So we have a letter from Michelle Donato. Dear Mayor Malkin and the members of the board, on August 11th, 2021, the planning board reviewed the cannabis opt-out ordinance adopted on the first reading by the Borough Council as ordinance number 2021-02. The planning board finds that the ordinance number 2021-02 should be adopted to prohibit cannabis facilities throughout the borough. Such facilities are inconsistent with the master plan for many reasons. Infrastructure in the borough is not sufficient to support cannabis facilities, and there are insufficient commercial areas to accommodate such uses. Until such time as the state of New Jersey adopts regulations and the full array of impacts can be determined, the board supports the decision of the council not to allow such facilities. Very truly yours, Michelle R. Donato. So, I am opening the public hearing at 7:13 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to make a statement or ask a question? Michael?
Yes. Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. I just want to say that I support the ordinance, that this is the most sensible thing to do under the circumstances given the time constraints. And I believe the council should indeed adopt the ordinance as presented.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mayor, if I just may, Michelle Donato is the attorney for the board who authored that correspondence on behalf of the planning board.
Great. Thank you, Andrew. Anyone else? Anyone from the public? Okay.
Don't see any other hands.
No, I don't see any other hands. So do you want to
close it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to, well, I did. I said I closed it at 7:13.
No, you opened at 7:13.
I'm sorry. I've been on vacation. I got in here 5 minutes before the meeting started. I think my brain is still at the beach. I'm going to close the public portion at 7:14 p.m. So we're going to vote now.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we will have our, take the vote. The second, the vote to adopt the second.
Okay. I'd like to move to adopt 2021-02. Which is an ordinance to prohibit cannabis in the borough of Roosevelt.
So to speak. I'll second that.
Councilman Trammell. Any discussion?
I think we did enough of that.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, might I just ask, when is that due into the state? Is that due?
August 22nd.
Can we make sure that we fax it over to them so that they have it within the deadline?
Absolutely. That's why we had to, I'm sorry, excuse me. That's why we had to pass it by tonight's meeting.
Right, but make sure we fax it and not mail it or send it by Pony Express.
Well, Andrew, where does it go to besides the Monmouth County?
It'll go to the state.
The state? Do you have an address, email address or anything?
We'll take care of it.
You'll take care of it. All right, so I'll send it up to you guys and then you'll take care of it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so 2021 has passed. 2021-02 has passed. And we come to the second reading of Ordinance 2021-04, an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of certain officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. And this is because we have hired some new employees.
I think you should go back to where you came from.
I know. I think that's my body told me. we have a few new employees, and this was because we had to adjust the salaries. So do I have a...
You do.
No, I have to open... I'm sorry.
Open the phone.
I should have stayed home. I'm going to open the public portion for comment on the second reading of this ordinance at 7:17 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on Ordinance 2021-04? None. I will close the public portion at 7:18. Roll call.
Well, I first need a motion to adopt on second reading. That's okay.
We have a motion for 2021-04. I say yes.
Okay.
Second that.
All right.
Now we can have roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I make a motion to stop the meeting for about a half hour and the mayor takes a nap.
Okay.
So?
I forgot this resolution. We got Resolution 2198.
Oh, wait, I'm just getting to the resolutions.
All right.
We've never done this before. The come to resolutions. First resolution is Resolution 21-98, a a resolution authorizing the budget to be read by title only.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, second?
To adopt, make sure.
Oh, is that a new thing, or do we have to keep saying adopt?
I think it's good.
Okay, do I have a second?
Yes.
Hello? Any discussion?
Yeah, otherwise you'd have to read the whole budget. So it's good thing.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2020-2198 adopted.
Okay. We're going to go right to open up the public hearing.
Yeah. This is for the 2021 budget. So I'm going to open the hearing at 7:20 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to ask any questions, discuss anything, express any ideas about the 2021 budget? Okay. Being none, I will close the public portion at 7:20 p.m.
And I think we should note that the budget is not much different than the one last year. Am I correct, George?
Yeah. Well, there are some increases because mainly with the fire protection agreement.
Okay. Yeah. Beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything else is pretty much the same.
Where's the actual?
We have to do an amendment
before we can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the next resolution is 21-99 to the budget. I'm going to explain why that happened, why we need to do the amendment.
And I asked Jerry. Jerry, do we have to read the amendment, the resolution?
The initial answer is yes, but the purpose of the amendment is just to address some technical corrections that the state wanted to do. So, I mean, you could do the old FedEx guy real quick, read it, or you can, I believe, make a motion to waive the reading and just read the totals. There's no impact, by the way, on the amount to be raised by taxation from the introduced budget. So it's merely to correct a few line items and to add a couple things that the state wanted to put.
Is that okay with everyone, or do you want it?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Good.
That'll be it.
Fine.
Okay,
I need a motion for resolution 21-99 to amend the 2021 budget.
I'll make a motion to move 2199, the amendment to the budget.
Okay, second that.
Okay, the auditor stated that you have to do a motion and a first and a roll call vote to waive reading, but you have to read the totals.
But I can defer to Andrew for his expertise on that one.
Yes, I mean, we could just read the totals themselves. We don't have to read each item that is being addressed by the amendment.
And the amendment's really $227, so it's not a major... Again, it's a technical adjustment.
It's a de minimis, right?
Yes.
It would cost you more to advertise it if we had to.
So can I just state that the total of the change of the amendment is $227.20?
And where is that change taking place, Mayor?
Under it's right here, right?
The ERS. Was reduced and increased to Municipal Court Alcohol Education Rehabilitation Fund.
Right.
Which is a grant to our reserve and probably will never get spent. So it's a state mandated adjustment.
So do we have a first and a second for the amendment? I believe we do.
Yeah, you do.
So roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 21 21-99 passes. Resolution 21-100, adopting the amended 2021 budget. And I think we all know why.
So moved.
Mr. Hamilton? I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion? Oh, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right. Our budget passes.
Excellent.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Resolution 21-101.
I'm going to bail out, Mayor.
Okay. Thank
you, Jerry. Thanks.
Have a good night, everybody. Be safe the rest of the summer.
Night, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to
go
off too because I have another meeting at the same time. So.
Okay, George. Thanks. Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, George.
Good night.
Good night. Very well.
Okay. 21-101, resolution authorizing 2021 salaries for Roosevelt Borough employees.
I make a motion to move 21-101.
Second it.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right. 21-101 passes. Is adopted. Resolution 21-102, payment of bills for August 16th, 2021.
I'd like to make a motion to pay the bills.
Second?
I'll second.
Second. Never mind.
Okay, you got it, Joe.
Okay.
Discussion?
Second.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Payment. Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 21-102 passes. Final resolution is 21-103, resolution establishing a lien against Block 4, Lot 16, 5 Tamara Drive, Thomas and Gerald Hickey. And this is because the family that lived there apparently abandoned the house, but the grass had grown, extremely tall and unmanageable. And so the town sent our landscaper over to mow the lawn. So in order to collect the money for that, we have to establish a lien against the house. So do I have a motion?
Did you mention that we tried to get them?
Yes.
We tried to get the bank or whoever was holding
it. Yeah, whoever, right, yeah.
We made a couple of efforts to
get it.
We got no response, so we did it ourselves.
That happens occasionally. Okay, who moved it?
Nobody. Motion to adopt. Or table.
Can I have a
motion to adopt?
I'll move it. Or Lou?
Yeah, Lou first and Mike is second. And discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trump?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
21-103 is adopted. Come to reports of committee chairs. Council member Atwood, environmental health and safety.
Nothing new.
Council member Essikoff, administration.
Still chugging along.
Good. Council member Hamilton, finance.
We adopted the budget and we paid the bills.
Yay. Money. Councilmember Hirschstrom, Community Development Code Enforcement.
And nothing to report.
Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Nothing to report.
Oh boy, this is. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Water is coming and going. Everything is fine.
That's
wonderful news.
Tell that to my doctor.
Unfinished business. Oh, let's talk for a minute. Oh, Eric Schubiger and I have gone back and forth for months over a Labor Day picnic, which was, as you know, it was in the works. And I had planned a rather large festive, festive celebration, because it's Roosevelt's 85th birthday, and because I thought we could do a little memorial service for, because so many of our residents have died in the past year and a half, and then also because we don't even have July 4th. Now, with the Delta variant and being much more cautious or nervous, we've scaled it back a lot. So maybe, hopefully, next year we can do a really large, I hope, 4th of July picnic, which will also would be 85 years since we were incorporated. But I don't think it's a good idea for this year. Mm-hmm. So what we've planned is there will be a Labor Day celebration, but it will be easy to socially distance. All we're going to have are, I think, two different bands playing, and pizza, soda, and water. So this way people can spread out on the lawn and listen to music and socialize with each other, whoever feels comfortable and however they want to socialize. But there won't be, as I said, no memorial service, no anniversary or birthday party for the town, and no toys for the kids. Well, not only toys, but, you know, activities for the kids, because they're generally, any kind of activity generally involves the kids jumping all over each other and being in really close proximity, like a bouncy house or pony rides or something. So it's very scaled back. We will have a celebration. I thought it was important to try to have something. And also, we have so many new residents due to the fact that, you know, we have had quite a few people move in the past year and a half. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity if we can, you know, encourage them to attend and they can meet each other. But basically, it will be listening to music and eating pizza. So does anybody have anything they want to add to that or discuss or anything? It's planned for Sunday, September 5th, with a rain date of Monday the 6th, which is Labor Day. Any thoughts? Does that seem okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, is there anyone else who has any other old or unfinished business?
I'd like to borrow 30 chairs from RAP on the 9/11. I don't know if that falls into the council or what.
Because they belong to RAP.
To RAP.
I'll talk to David Hurstrom. Or Connie.
I would appreciate that. Sure. I've left a few messages for them, so okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You have to ask it as a poem, and then David will answer you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, rhyming couplets are preferable. Also, you need to bring back as many as you borrowed, if not more.
More will be fine. No,
we're not entirely different ones, so we can say where they come from, which we wondered for years when the new fancier ones came. Okay, we'll go on to new business, and we have one item of new business, which is accepting it. Is Dave on here? Dave Teich? No. Okay, Dave Teich is gifting something to the borough through.
What? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. David Teich and his wife, Ann Willis, have gifted us a first day cover envelope honoring Eleanor Roosevelt. And it has been donated to Roosevelt Arts Project. Roosevelt Arts Project RAP would like to donate it to the town. And we're hoping the council will accept this gift and find an appropriate place for it in the Borough Hall, you know, among your other permanent collections. It's small, so it won't take up too much space. It's about 8 by 11 inches, framed. But it's, I don't know if you know about first day cover envelopes. I didn't know anything about them, but apparently they're issued on the first day that a stamp is made available. And, they are specifically usually printed on a commemorative envelope and, postmarked for that day. So they can grow, in value, I guess, after time. And, it has a lovely quote on it too by Adlai Stevenson. So I think it's really appropriate for, the Borough Council. But the quote, I'll read it to you. She would rather light a candle than curse the darkness. And her glow has warmed the world. So I think she'd be great up there on the wall. And we're hoping you'll accept this gift. And then the powers that be of RAP would like to have some sort of a little ceremony, take a few pictures that would be published in the Borough Bulletin, and I guess put in the archives. And that's it.
Well, I think that would be an ideal addition. I can't even imagine a more perfect addition to our collection. Yeah. Richard, think that...
Beautiful thing.
Originally, we had heard that we were going to be mandated by the governor to return to in-person meetings after Labor Day. I think that may be on hold now. But do you think it would be good, nice to wait until we can all meet at the Borough Hall and have a ceremony?
I think maybe the easiest thing to do is have Dave or Heidi communicate with you guys to try to coordinate it. Okay.
Yes. Is it framed and matted, Deirdre?
Yeah, it's matted. Oh, I don't know if it's matted, but it's framed. It's nicely done. It's a very nice piece.
Great.
So, all right. Good to see you.
Yes. Same here.
All right. Good night.
And thank you.
The borough should write a nice thank you letter to David, certainly.
Okay.
we'll do that.
All righty.
Probably maybe after the ceremony, then we'll give him a formal thank you.
All right. Okay.
At the ceremony, certainly we should.
Yeah, Deirdre.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's 18 Pine Drive. And my first name is Deirdre. And then the last name is Sheeam, one H. Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Have any new business they would like to bring up? Oh, we might have another close to a record breaker here. okay, so now we come to public comment on any item at all. I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 7:38 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
I don't know who this, no hand is up. Okay. We only have one other person on. Well, sorry, Michael, you're always on. But I don't see a hand raised.
All right, I'm going to close public comment at 7:38. Counselor, do we need a closed session?
Tonight.
I'm sorry, what did he say? No?
I think he said not tonight.
Not tonight.
I've seen that ad on television where it cuts out and they tell her,
oh yeah,
the cost, right? She said, what should I wear? There was some kind of event. And they said, well, nothing too crazy. It's like a
It's not a costume party, but they didn't hear the not, and they thought it was a costume party.
And she didn't hear not crazy. She heard crazy, it's a costume party. So she's in a full Renaissance outfit, and everyone else at the table is in their suit and tie and dress. And she just says, share a turkey leg? Which I thought was so clever.
Well, to be more clear, no, we do not need a session tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, well then, I just want to remind everyone that we did cancel the first meeting in September.
So 9/8/21.
Which is 9/8/21. So our second meeting will be
September 20th.
And Mary, you should head back off where you came from. Continue your vacation.
I think my nerves were, I was almost here and there was a big detour and I got really nervous that I would be late. So I don't know. I think it must have, and I was in the middle of nowhere on back road trying to find my way back to, Great Adventure. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Have a great, 3 weeks? Month?
Yeah, and a happy 4th of July.
Here's Dad. Oh,
happy Labor Day. Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.